When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Julie needs some help. Hey, Ben and Kelly, no good deed goes unpunished, I guess. One of my really good friends have fallen on some hard times. She and her husband lost their jobs. They're both collecting unemployment. They're looking for work, but no luck. Now, she stated that both would love to do odd jobs for extra money, so I helped arrange for that. Through my work, I have access to a lot of that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
It's all kind of side gig stuff. Word of mouth is important. I noticed that the things I hired them for were not really done well. But I had hoped that when they worked for others, they would take better care. Now I'm getting terrible feedback, and I've talked to them both, but they just say you get what you pay for.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I don't get that attitude. I never knew this about them, and I'm not sure how to proceed. I'm feeling kind of angry and disappointed, wondering what I should do.
Are you recommending them for jobs that is not within their skill set? You know, like if I was down on my luck and I had a friend who was like, here, I've got some work for you to do. It's, you know, carpentry.
Right. You have to have a certain skill level, I think, to be able to do that, like to be hired to do that, where people are paying you for that work. I would want someone that has experience and a certain skill set.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the odd jobs that she has them doing are. I mean, and I'm just using, you know, benefit of the doubt, you know, before we start jumping all over Julie's good friends about not doing good work. Maybe they're not in a situation where they can do work because they're not skilled enough to do it. Now, that being said, maybe they should have said, I appreciate it. I don't know. I mean, we'll try our best. We don't know really how to do this.
Yeah, I'm not qualified for that.
Yeah, exactly.
But this attitude of you get what you pay for seems to be the biggest problem.
Yeah, I don't like that. I definitely don't like that, especially if your friend is, or, you know, Julie is going out of her way to try to get you guys some work. And then you're like, well, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, that's telling me right there that they're not really trying to do their best, or at least not being honest when that is not in their wheelhouse.
All right. Group therapy, would love to hear your feedback because, you know, maybe you've been in this situation and, you know, you can shed some light on Julie's situation by saying, hey, you know what? I did this and this worked out, or I did this and it did not work out. So,
right.
502-571-9970 is our number. So Julie recommended a really good friend and her husband for some work when she was, when they were down on their luck. They both lost their job. She's not doing a very good job, though. They're not doing a very good job. Julie is getting complaints. And when she approached them, they were just like, yeah, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, and that's what Amy said. You get what you pay for. That did it for me. That sounds cocky, like they're only doing the minimum because they feel like they aren't getting paid enough, which sounds ungrateful to me. I would tell them that you don't need any help anymore. You're a good friend for giving them a chance in the first place and trying to help them out.
Yeah, I think that's a good approach to it. Jason?
They should be thankful for what they get in front of them, you know. At least they will make $2 or something, you know. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I know that they should be thankful, and it apparently they're not. So I guess what does Julie do in this situation, though?
She's just going to have to back off of them for a little while, man.
Stop recommending them and stuff?
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Jason, appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, you guys have a good morning.
All right, you too.
Yeah, that's frustrating for everybody involved. I mean, you know, the people that you recommended them to are going to be frustrated because they're not getting good work. And then, of course, I know your friends probably are frustrated if they're not getting great feedback. And then, you know, you're frustrated because it makes you look bad that you're recommending people that aren't great at those jobs.
Yeah. Elizabeth says, I've been both friends, the one trying their best to get another friend hired and the one depending on a friend to get hired. So I can't imagine being in a place of such need and not doing my best at the job. Like, no one likes to clean, but if I lost my job and I could get back on my feet with a cleaning job 3 times a week or something, I would make sure to clean the blank out of place. Yeah, I mean, sure. You know, there's a whole lot of, yes, they should do this, and yes, they could do this, or I would do this, and I could do this, but that's just not happening. So I think
And if they'd had a different reaction to the feedback that Julie was giving them, like, oh my gosh, really? I'm so sorry. We thought that we were doing a good job and, you know, how can we make it better? That kind of thing. If they had that kind of reaction, I think it might be a different story too. If they genuinely, they were acting like they were trying to do their best and put their best foot forward. But this whole attitude of you get what you pay for is the biggest problem in this scenario.
Yeah. And if they're not skilled for the work that they're being asked to do, like,
they should be honest with that fact.
They should.
I think this is above my skill level.
Right. And maybe that's why, you know, you're getting some, you know, not great work. So maybe if you recommend me for other jobs more that fit my skill set, gosh, you know, even saying that, it's like beggars can't be choosers, you know?
But, yes, but at the same time, you know, when people are paying money for a job to be done, you do expect it to be a certain, you know, level. Sure. Ashley said she needs to be honest and let them know there will be consequences if they don't do what's expected.
Yeah, I think I like what a lot of people have suggested and just said, you know, say, hey, look, we're getting this feedback. Until you can, you know, put more into it, you know, pay better attention to detail.
Or maybe they need to have another conversation about what kind of work do you feel like you are good at that you will get good feedback from? Because maybe she's just recommending them for the wrong types of jobs. And that's where they kind of need to have a little sit down. Like, where is your skill set? Let's try to match you up better with odd jobs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, a lot of things to think about, especially as, you know, you're trying to deal with friends and you're trying to deal with angry clients and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's tricky, but they have to understand too. Like, listen, if you don't do a good job, that reflects badly on me too.
Right.
And then it's a bad situation for everybody involved.
For sure. All right. Keep us posted.